tape is part of an oral history taping series called The Wet Mountain Valley, A Gold Mine of History, funded by the Colorado Endowment for the Humanities. The narrator is Irene Francis. The date is June 16, 1990. The place is the old Westcliff Schoolhouse in Westcliff, Colorado. I'm here this afternoon with Mr. and Mrs. Curtis, and Mr. Curtis went to school in the old Westcliff Schoolhouse and graduated from Custer County High School. What year did you graduate, Mr. Curtis?
1940.
Give me your whole name.
Nickname?
Sure, nickname and everything.
Evans Calvin Curtis, formerly Bud.
Bud.
Yeah.
And spell your last name?
C-U-R-T-I-S.
Okay, and we also have Mrs. Curtis. What is your name?
It's Emma L. Curtis. Lydia is my middle name.
And what is your maiden name?
Schwartz.
Spell that for me.
S-C-H-W-A-R-Z.
And you grew up in Rosita.
Rosita, Natalie. Uh-huh.
Were you born in that area?
No.
What is the farm that or ranch that your family had?
Well, it would be just the Schwartz, I mean, because he homesteaded it. My dad homesteaded it.
In what year, do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
I really don't know.
How many acres did he have?
He had 640.
Did he raise cattle?
Yeah, he raised cattle.
Did he do any
little farming?
Did he sell any of it to the? Or did any of it go out on the railroad that was here?
I don't think so.
You just
local there. Yeah. I don't think we know. Mm-hmm.
Now, was it in Antelope Valley?
Or no, well, we just, because I think our ranch was in Antelope instead of Rosita.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it would be in the valley, I don't think they would call it Antelope Valley.
That's what they call it now, the subdivision.
Yeah, well, it's a subdivision.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And you went to school in Rosita?
No, more in Antelope.
In Antelope.
Mm-hmm. There was a little school there.
And do you know your teacher, any of the teachers you had?
Well, let's see. Mrs. S. What was her name? North S's sister.
Oh.
That was the school teacher.
It was Lauren Tenson's sister.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did she live out there?
Yeah, I think she did. I think she lived with Mrs. Long.
Mrs. Long's lived out there also?
Mrs. Long's lived right close to her.
Did they have a ranch too?
That's where the subdivision is on her place.
I see. And you're right next to where the Long's.
No.
Well, there's something about to get there.
This far, a far down from the
further
south? Well, if you were going out, you'd hit our place before you'd hit Mrs. Long's place.
All right. Now, some of that, can't think of his name. Anyway, Les Schultz. Is it anywhere near there?
No.
Well, he was on the other side of Miss Wolf.
Yeah, he was on the other side.
He was east of Miss Wolf.
Going up proper. He lived on the old Abbott place. Les Schultz.
But your father homesteaded.
Uh-huh, homesteaded, yeah.
Where did they come from?
Oh, he come from Chicago.
Chicago.
Mother was raised from here. Her mother and dad lived out here in the valley. But on the old healthy place it was they homesteaded too.
And what was your mother's name?
Susie Elsie.
Oh, your mother was an Elsie.
Uh-huh.
All right.
An Elsie.
Okay. Now, were you born out on the ranch?
Mm-hmm.
In the house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just with a midwife.
Who's the midwife?
Grandma James, as we used to call her.
And did they have a
homestead?
She lived right. She lived right there, kind of in Rosita. She had a mine there.
Oh, uh huh. Did she? She had the mine.
Mrs. James did.
Uh-huh.
She had a mine then.
Did she have somebody else work it, or did
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I think she did have some. Well, uh-huh. My dad worked in it for a while.
Uh huh. Do you know the name of the mine?
I did it one time, but I uh-huh. don't know.
Mr. Curtis, you graduated from the Custer County High School?
Oh yes.
And what year was that?
1940.
1940. Who are some of your teachers?
Thad Blackburn was the principal. Mrs. Kugel. Francis Kettle. The name of several others have changed from year to year. Right, Mr. Gregory was there 1 year.
Where did your family live?
My grandfather was here, and he ran the Messier garage when it was a livery stable. Mm-hmm. And his automobiles come in, he took the garage over, put in the automobiles. Then my father came here in 1929 from Wyoming, and during the Depression, or the beginning of the Depression, and he bought my grandfather out, and he ran the garage for up to until about 1938, I think, George bought it.
So you were not born here? Were you born?
No, I was born in Laramie, Wyoming.
I see. Yeah. And what grades did you attend in this school, in West Cliff School?
From the first grade to the fifth.
And who were your teachers?
Sue Kanda and C.S. Richmond. And then I moved to Silver Cliff after that.
And then you attended the high school after you moved to Silver Cliff.
Well, I went to Silver Cliff, and I went to school up there until I got into high school.
Did you graduate from, did they have a formal graduation from grade school?
Oh, yeah, from the eighth grade. But I graduated from the one in Silver Cliff.
Uh-huh.
One teacher was Mrs. Barnhill. And then the other teacher I can remember one is Caroline Hanson. And then another year it was a Mrs. Cook.
Did you play any sports in school?
Oh, basketball, that's about all I had.
How about you, Mrs. Curtis?
No,
did you?
No, never did.
How about out in the, when you were out in the Antelope Valley School, what kind of things did they do?
Well, not, we didn't have hardly any sports. We just played there among
our... What was your favorite game?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
I don't know what.
Huh?
Probably was, but were what, 6 or 7 kids went to school out
there?
Yeah,
there wasn't too many.
Mr. Curtis, when you went to this school, what was the favorite thing for the kids to do here for recreation?
Oh, we played baseball and all that kind of stuff around out here.
Never remember walking the wall?
Oh, yeah.
Around the edge of the school?
Yeah, but that wasn't, that wall wasn't built until back in double
No, grade. I mean around the school. On the, some of the
oh,
people
yeah. Yeah,
said that they used that. To walk the ledge is what
walk
I meant.
Walk the ledge, yeah. See how long you could stay on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you get to ever ring the school bell?
Oh, a lot of times, yeah.
That's a pretty heavy cord to pull. How did you pull it?
Yeah, just get a hold and hang on.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I know some of the young people come and I say, you want to pull a bell, and they get a hold of it, and they, it won't go. So you once you know that it's a pretty hard bell to pull,
yeah.
And you,
yeah.
Then you can do that.
Yeah.
So what year did you leave here? What year did you leave this area?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Let's see, Chris, we've been down in Canyon now for about 25 years.
Something like that, yeah.
That, so it would be what? We've been down there for at least, I think, 25 years.
Yeah, I think it was about 25 years. Same time the Silver Cliff Cemetery started glowing.
Really? That's when you left, huh?
That's when you left?
Did you ever see the Silver Cliff Cemetery glow?
Oh, yes, a lot of times.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, just the tombstones just light up. When you get close to them, they go out.
Well, I've been down there, and I haven't seen any.
Haven't you ever seen it?
No, I've been down there.
I think it has to be a certain time.
Certain time of the year, and I think it's when there's lots of moisture.
Oh, do you? Is that your theory? Lots of moisture?
That's my theory of
them, aren't you? Well, would they glow in the wintertime when there's snow on the ground, do you think?
Not so much as early spring is when they really come out.
Is there a certain time of night?
Oh, just after dark. Any time during the night.
I never did go.
I've been out there twice, and I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
And you walk up to the stones, and it...
Just fades out, yeah.
Why do you think that?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Well, they claim that it's fluorine gas coming out of the ground that makes it do it. But I don't know. I ain't too much of a scientist.
Nobody's ever proved that.
Well, Mrs. Miller used to say it was your dad and old man Ackerman having a card game and they had the lantern lit.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's something spiritual there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did you work in the area?
Well, I worked for the county up over there, Custer County, for 14 and a half years.
On the road crew.
And then you worked at the service.
After I got out of the service, I worked there.
And you, Mrs. Curtis, did you graduate from this school?
No, out there.
Just out there, but mm-hmm. Did you go to high school?
No, didn't. Just 8th grade.
And so then when you got out of 8th grade, what did you do?
Nothing. I don't think I don't know.
I went to California 1 year.
Yeah, I went to California with my sister and stayed out there for quite a while.
And were you two married in this area?
Oh, yeah.
What church were you married in?
Well, I tell you, we eloped and we went to Rattler, New Mexico and got married.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then did you live in town?
Uh-huh.
What street did you live on?
We lived in Silverglade.
Silverglade, the last street. I don't know what they call it now. It's a street going out toward Cemetery.
Cemetery, yeah. Mill, isn't it? No.
Mill, I don't know.
Mill Street? Do you have children?
No.
Yeah. And so then when you moved to Canyon, what kind of work did you do? Or were you retired?
I worked in a cement plant, and I'm not in Portland now, but I worked for Mr. Singer in a ready mix plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I quit that and I worked for a man on an oiling crew. Then I finally went to work for the county down there. I retired over that.
And now you're back for your reunion.
Yeah.
Mrs. Curtis, you mentioned that you had a bakery in this area.
Yes.
And where was that bakery?
Just right across here.
From this building?
This building, just right across.
And it was in, you said, the Greenleaf, what used to be the Greenleaf School.
Yeah.
And who is in the bakery with you?
My sister.
Your sister. Would you bake the things right there?
Yeah, we baked the things right there.
What kinds of?
It was donuts and mostly donuts.
What year was that?
We moved down there, so.
It was before you moved down here?
Yeah.
To Canyon?
Yeah.
And did they just come in and buy
uh-huh,
the things?
They just come in and bought the things.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.